Here with KB and Marley, and we like to watch it so you don't have to. Actually, we don't like watching it, but we are doing our due diligence as a show to report to you.
I did try last night.
Just past, not necessarily the news. We're talking about the Democratic debate. I'm proud of you on that. I turned it on, and this is all I saw Mike Bloomberg doing. Just running away. Running away. Just trying to get out of there as fast. It was in Vegas last night, and apparently it was fight night in Las Vegas.
It clearly was. I turned it on, and I watched it 15, 20 minutes,
yeah.
And I couldn't even understand what they were saying because they were all yelling at each other and talking
yelling.
Over each other. It was a lot of yelling.
It was like Thanksgiving dinner.
And even for, what is the host on NBC? Lester Holt. Lester Holt,
yes.
Was moderating. Well, there was like two or three moderating. Lester was one of them, and I could tell he was just getting frustrated. And he even kind of raised his voice a little bit, and he doesn't do that. He's a very quiet man.
Mild-mannered man. Yeah, there was more civility in the comments section of our Dixie Chicks Facebook post yesterday than there was between these politicians last night. Yeah, the big story overall, dogpile on Mayor Bloomberg, his first debate. Do you think he's happy he showed up, finally? I wonder if we'll see today as many ads on TV from him as we did this time yesterday.
Oh, I don't know.
You think he might be going,
I'm done with this.
Other highlights, I thought, when Bernie reclined his seat and Elizabeth Warren started hitting the back of it and then filming it. I thought that was nice. But it all wrapped up really wild with Joe Biden there. They took the mask off of him and revealed it was Tony Hawk singing all along. So that's the debate wrap up. That's our political desk and straight from our correspondent.
Maybe it should be an edition of the Masked Singer.
I'm telling you.
It's the Masked Candidate.
They'd win.
You get to figure out
which
one
they'd
it is.
Win. You know they'd win.
Yeah. I thought Buttigieg had the line of the night, though.
Just saying his name? Oh, yeah. No, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he said something about, he was talking about Bernie Sanders and he was talking about Michael Bloomberg, and he said, why do you want, he goes, you've got one candidate that wants to burn the party down and one candidate that wants to buy into the party.
I can't even say your name. What are you talking about?
That's all I got with that.
Well, let's talk about some local news, shall we?
Yes.
The Texas Education Agency is giving a Cleburne charter school a week to close its doors. State leaders say Kauffman Leadership Academy is failing both academically and financially. The four-year-old academy has about 100 students. Now, last night, Heather Mays, the state director of charter schools, met with students and parents. Mays said nearly a dozen teachers' paychecks had bounced, which the school's leaders deny. The agency told the academy's leaders the IRS has frozen the school's bank accounts. That's your update.
On the way with Will It Float at 8 o'clock, of course. 7:10 coming up. The internet was really, really good and really, really bad yesterday. That's on the way.
Imagine that.
Did you get it going with Hank? See the